Izzo, what up, guys? It's your boy, Mr. Heard. Y'all know how it is, live and in full effect, holding down for DAUS, Divine Artistic United Society, DAUS Radio, anchor.fm/215. Y'all know how we do. We out here. It's been a productive day for myself. You know, I've been working since early today. I mean, I've touched a little bit of everything. I've been outside in some action. Been back inside in some action. I've been in the office. I've been uploading music. I've been sending music to publishers. I've been sending music to clients. I've been checking statistics and analytics. So it's been a busy day. I really want to get to the gym, but it's raining right now as I'm speaking to you all. It's raining. It's drizzling. So, yeah, that's going on. So I want to get there, but I don't want to have to get soaked to do it, guys. So I might just settle for a nice at-home workout this evening. I don't know. Or maybe things will slow up and I can get back in there in around the a.m. and just get my workout. And then, who knows? But just coming back from the market. I had to take a break from some studies I was just into. I was looking into frequency, hertz, different things like this. I don't know if you guys are engineers at all, but if you are, you know, there's a frequency that we're suggested to export all of our productions and recordings and things like that. And so there's been a lot of discussion and debate on whether or not that frequency is harmful to us, or if it's the best frequency to be using. But yeah, very nerdy stuff. So I was looking at that, and I just, you know, needed a break and wanted some grub, so decided to head to the market. You know, what's going on, y'all? Peace, 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 peace. So, you know, and so I just went and got a little grub. PB&J, y'all know how I do. I mean, every time I go to the market, I want to get something fabtabulous. But, you know, when I really look at the things that they're offering at the market, you know, majority of it isn't even food. So, I try to keep it simple, you know. I don't know. Let me know what you guys' thoughts on that. Shopping, you know what I mean? Do you find it hard to shop now at the supermarkets? I find it extremely hard because most things are non-food, for real, for real. So let me know about your shopping experience, guys. Yeah. But yeah, so I just went to go get me a little something to eat. I'm headed back into the office here. Well, actually, I'm going in-house. But I'm going to be doing some more edits and updating of the site, daus.me. If you guys haven't visited the site, please do visit the site now, www.daus.me. It's so warm. So warm in here. It's really cool outside, but I mean, ultra hot in here. It's crazy. Get some air going, but so yeah, it's going down. It's going down. And we got a new publishing deal going. Just signed a new publishing deal last week. I won't talk about with who. Everybody says, why don't you ever mention the companies? I don't mention the companies because I am honored to be respected by a lot of the people that I've been blessed to encounter and work with. And I'll explain what I mean. Most of these A&Rs, executives, companies, Sony, your Def Jams, all of these kind of guys. You know, they've been at this music thing for a long time, very long time. You know, so they've seen just about any kind of scenario you can really think of. They've seen it. You know, they've seen the artist who wants to make it big. You know, they've seen the artist who is starving. They've seen it all. You know what I mean? And I've met a lot of these executives in a not-so-normal kind of way. You know, normally when they meet someone like myself, a young brown-skinned brother, it's, hey, could you sign me? Hey, can you check out my demo? This kind of thing. And when I've met executives, and now I've made it my personal business to keep it this way, that when I meet them, I meet them as an equal. Now, I don't mean to be arrogant, because trust me, a lot of these guys, I'm just nowhere near in terms of finances. You know what I mean? What I've done, their track record versus mine. You know, mine is really no comparison. But when I meet them, I am able to talk with them on the level that is really just not the normal for them. It's not that they're used to business talk. They're just not used to someone my age, someone from my specific community, being so prepared to talk and discuss business, to discuss analytics, things like this. And because of that, I've been able to make a lot of deals and agreements with these individuals without stepping on their toes or having them step on mine. And I plan on doing everything to keep it that way. So, you know, there's pros and cons to my approach to business and some of the cons to it, okay? You know, my approach as an equal, when I approach these people as equals, these men and women as equals, oftentimes I'm laughed at. And I don't say, I'm laughed at until I'm fully heard, so I'm fully I don't want to say listened to, but recognized. Until a person gets the full 360 of me, they never understand. You know, so immediately, oftentimes, when I'm speaking to these people, I have to have really thick skin, and I have to deal with a little bit of you know, people not taking me so seriously. I have to be persistent. But after they see the persistence and after they get over their initial reactions or whatever, they say, you know what, this young man's brilliant. They normally say something along those lines. He's brilliant. He's an excellent young man. I wish we had artists who thought like you back when. Okay. But what it also means is that I'm a little bit of a threat. Okay, now I'm not a threat to, again, these guys who have success, or I'm not a threat to the guys who have reached a level of the success that they have. I'm not a threat to their financial institution, if you will. But I am a threat in a sense that an involvement with me could mean a shift in the thinking of the others, in a sense. You say, you know, one bad apple spoils the bunch. Well, to some people, I could be a bad apple. Even though I'm brilliant, even though they might think that I have tons of skill, I could be a bad apple. You know what I'm saying? I could spoil the rest of their bunch. And it's not that I would spoil them. I would just, you know, I'm not a guy as a businessman who needs to disrupt anything. I'm not a disruptive kind of guy. So I wouldn't go into anyone's label and want to disrupt it. But because of my approach, because of what I've learned, because of who my mentors have been, when the average artist sees me interacting with their label heads shoulder to shoulder, that could begin to cause a lot of their artists to question their very own relationships. They might start to say things like, you know, how come he's so close to you and he's not even an artist on the label? You know, how come he's always giving opinions and ideas and you listen to them, but you don't listen to us? These kind of things would happen. And so, you know, I stay out the way of other artists, and I stay out the way of companies artist or company's business. There's a lot of business in entertainment, man. There's tons of it. So, you know, you can get caught up trying to be on the stage with Jay-Z. You can get caught up trying to be in the studio with Rihanna. All of these things could actually get you booted faster than famous, you know. So I'm very aware of what I offer, what I bring, and when I meet executives, I present what I bring. You know, I present that right away. Hey, this is me. This is you. I know just about everybody in it. Excuse me. I know about everyone in the business. There isn't one person in the business who is of importance that I'm not familiar with. His name, his business, his success or lack thereof. That is my business. That's what I know. And so when I step to people and I talk to them, they quickly find that I am abreast of things. I am on top of shit, as you say. And they normally respect that. And whatever it is that I'm asking for, it's never really out of their reach. It's never really a stretch for them. And, you know, normally I come out with a W. And if I don't come out with a W, I come out with more than I went in with, you know. So I won't talk about any of the executives I deal with because I don't want to ruin any of the relationships I have. I don't want any of the people that I deal with to think that I'm building my company in opposition of theirs. I don't want them thinking that any of the things that I'm doing is a ripoff of any of the moves they've made. So I deal with them closely and quietly, you know, and on the business level. I don't try to overextend myself and become friends, you know what I'm saying? If they ever need me, they have my numbers and my contacts, you know, they can reach. And if I ever need them, they've given me the same kind of open doors. And I think, and, you know, I'm just honored as a young man to actually have that kind of respect. You know what I mean? Some people say, well, you know, if you can't go up to these people, and I said, no, you don't want to go up to these people. They don't even really want to go up to you. They don't want you coming up to them either. You know, they want business done. They want business done. And the more I understood that as a young man, the more success I saw without being very famous at all. You know, without being famous, you know. So I'm very excited about what I've been able to do. And yeah, man, we're just going to keep growing this company. And hopefully, you know, we'll grow this thing to the point where it's big enough and successful enough that these partners of mine, they'll want to come out from behind the curtains and say, hey, you know, we stand with this guy, we stand with this kid, and we've been helping him. So, you know, but until then, we just keep doing what we're doing because it's all business and it's all good. You know, so we got tons of music coming out. With the new publishing deal, there's gonna be a lot more releases because it's just the way it's going down. You know, we actually looked for a deal where we would be able to release more music faster because the thing is, guys, I'm a writer as an individual, me myself as a writer. I'm a writer and a publisher myself, but then I have a publishing company. And whenever it comes down to a deal, it's always a matter of, is the deal for myself or is the deal for my company? If the deal is for my company, the Divine Artistic United Society, the Divine Artistic United Society has members and it has had members since before its incorporation. So that agreement is always a little different than an agreement with just me. So oftentimes I'm going out and brokering deals for the company, and then deals are being brokered on the Mr. Heard side of things, or on the Anthony B. Heard side of things. So that's normally, you know, that's also why too I keep my involvements quiet, because it's intricate, you know, it's intricate, and it deserves a level of attention. So, and respect, you know, but we have these agreements going, so we're just establishing connections, extending our territory, if you will, and connecting with people from around the globe, so we can have a nice web And we're looking to increase sales. Sales have been doing good. We're seeing consistent growth quarter to quarter. Each quarter, we're seeing significant ups in sales. So, yeah, you know, our reach with the internet has been improving. And so we just want to keep doing the right thing, man. Keep doing the right thing. Hopefully, you guys will continue to support. I know you will. All right. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. You guys can follow me on Instagram, Hyrum Abdul-Aleem. I've changed it from Mr. Heard to Hyrum Abdul-Aleem. So that's the new thing. Also, visit the website, www.daus.me. All right. And you can find me on Facebook. It's Hyrum Abdul-Aleem as well. All right, guys. So get with me. Get with me. Thanks for tuning into this podcast in advance. I love you guys. And I'm just so excited, man, for the future. I'm so excited. I hope you guys are feeling the excitement as well. Great things are ahead. Nothing but great things. And please continue to support, because without you, we wouldn't be able to do it. All right. Peace, y'all.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.